The conference will now begin.
Okay, hi. Hi, Chavra. We're going to learn a piece from Shefa Chaim from the Heiliger Klausenberger, Schussia Elena. It's classic Klausenberg, and many of you know that I feel a very strong connection with that tzaddik, who in many ways was speaking for the generation of survivors. Besides that, my father knew him then and had a connection to him over here as well. And every word that he's saying takes on even greater meaning in the context of Tzaddik's life and what he went through. So let's learn. Shefa Chaim, at Chanukah, that was printed a few years ago, a collection of Mamorim from the Rebbe, on Chanukah. My medallah. L'havin l'amam b'mitzvah kadosh zu, l'chivu chacham l'hadar achat silas l'shumanam b'vulim. It's interesting, the Rebbe says, how when it comes to the Yontar of Chanukah, we were so careful with everything being muhuda, being the finest and the best. Davka, we see that they were not makbid, that the psilos and the shmanim, that the wicks and the oil has to davka be mu'ulam, so gavaldik. And the din is that psilos and shmanim, sham chacham, e madlikim ben b'shabbos, but even those psilas, the wicks and the oil that are of low grade quality that are not allowed to use for Shabbos candles, for Chanukah candles they could still be used. Now the Mori Naim, another tzaddikim speak about this, but let's see what the Rebbe says. V'nakdim l'vav nusach ha'idor v'at brachamech ha'rabim Madlan Ve'es Sarasam. So we say in Al-Nisim that Hashem, the great Rachamim, you stood up for us and you supported us Ve'es Sarasam in the time of our tsar, of our terrible tsar. So Chayrus Tras Yesahu, this seems to be unnecessary. The whole beginning of Alanism is describing the terrible tsaros that we were having. And the Bavada is Tsar Hesaliakub. It was obvious that it's an ace tsara. We already spoke about the tsaros. So why repeat and say a Madlan base tsaros? We know what the time was like, what was happening. Near the Hira, Dine Amr Chazal. Loman Imshli Yisrael Lazayas. So Gemara says, why are we compared to Zayas, to Aleph? To the olive oil. Lamalach, mazayis ani mighty shemanoi ella aidek tisok. Av Yisrael in chesel muta ve'elva aideisor. The same way that the true essence of an olive only comes, is only revealed when it's crushed. So too, the essence of a Jew is only when he is crushed. When he goes through difficulties and suffering. The Bechach Nika Milas Am Yisrael Akol Ha'amim. And this is a very obvious difference between Am Yisrael and the nations of the world. When things are going well by the nations of the world, by non-Jews, when things are going well by Gentiles, so then each one goes with his God, and they feel very comfortable in their relationship with whatever version of God they believe in and in their religion. As long as God is behaving, the God that they believe in is behaving. But when things are going bad and they're not pleased with how their God is treating them, they kick. Then they go away. We even see a strange thing that by Goyim that they they curse. When they curse, they use the name of the God that they believe in. They say, Asayish, and they use it in cursing, in a way of cursing. If it says in Pasuk that when they're hungry, when the Eved of the Zoro, when he is hungry, he gets angry, he curses his king and he curses his God. It's the opposite. When it comes to Jews, when things are going, oftentimes when things are going very well, when we become, the Rebbe will discuss this throughout this time, when we're getting very comfortable and life is a pleasure, then we sometimes will move away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll have less of a connection. But when a Jew is going through tzaras, when he's crushed like the olive, then he's misayra, he's awakened to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara says, Ganva pumachtarta rachmonakari, that even a ganav who's calling around trying to steal something, he's whispering as he's crawling around in the machtaras, is rachmonakari. He's calling out to Hashem that he shouldn't get caught. In the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, Nishal al-Dvar Echad Mi'anshi Chel HaMelech Be'eretz Yishmael. Chassam Sofer was asked a fascinating shaila about something that happened, that there was a soldier, we're talking about some European soldier, that these soldiers were in Eretz Yishmael, were in some Arab country, Shemes Bebate Chaloyim, and this soldier died in the hospital. And they discovered that this person who was this soldier, whatever he was, Germany or someplace, who was presumed to be a Christian, turns out that he was mohel, that he was circumcised. He had a bris. He was gemalk. He was a yid. In those years when people stopped and gave bris milas. But the guy was wearing a necklace with a crucifix. Tanoga, it's a bali das ahu, like it is common among the Christians. V'nistapku, and they had a suffix, ishape damilis asik v'kvaroso. The Jews over there didn't know whether they should be Isaac, whether they should get involved in burying this guy. So he had a bris, so he was a Jew, but he was wearing a crucifix. They didn't know if they should give him a Jewish burial to take care of him. The Chassam Sofer says the Karv Levadai, but it's almost certain that this Jew with the crucifix regretted the way that he was living, even if he converted or whatever he did, and he regretted what he was doing before he died. And Chassam Sofer says Svar Gedolei Yesh the Somer Chum Yisasa. It seems to the Chassam Sofer that it's a svar gedol, that there's strong reason to say the somach lemisasa, that before he died, right before he died, v'roisa yada mata, when he saw that he's finished, he's dying, pana lemaila lelakei avaisav, he turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of his fathers. U'befrat ki roiv hamumrim einem ma'aminim b'avodazara. And besides that, Chassam Sofer says that most of those Jews who have turned away from Yiddishkeit or converted, any ma'amin in Avodah Zarah, they don't believe in really in Avodah Zarah. Rak l'tir ovn ma'alma, they just want to get ahead. They want to have a better life, get ahead in those days where they were. And when there was a time where there were no longer, there were no tivus at all. Meaning that it's close to the person's death. He's lying there dying in the hospital. So about to die. Yadesh also lama ledin. And he's thinking about what's coming up next, which is he's going to have to face Hashem in judgment. He regrets and he renounces the mistakes that he made and the whole crucifix business. Mikan. Shekol Echem Yisrael, that every Jew, Afilu Shenofalu Diyuta Tachtayin, even if he has fallen to the lowest place, Adayin Chavuya Nitzayitz Kodesh Bekirbo, there still is a spark of holiness within him. V'himis Ayreves V'shas Dachkai, and that spark becomes a fire, a flame. When he's in trouble, well, Tzorik Shema Yisrael, then he cries out Shema Yisrael. Daidek Tita Ksisa, to going through the by being crushed, sick and suffering and so on. Who might see as Shmana Hatov, the true olive oil of a Jew, the essence oozes out. Vapaseach Siv Beis, Vapaseach Yad L'Shavim. And Hashem, whose hand is always open to receive Balei Tshuva, Mekabel Gam Tshuva Kazais. Hashem accepts even such a tshuva that comes under such dire circumstances. Kiloi Bizar Lei Shiketz Onus Ani. Hashem does not reject the impoverished person. Lei Hista Panam Imenu, and he doesn't turn his face away from such a person. When he cries out, Hashem listens even to such a tefillah of an impoverished, meaning a spiritually impoverished person who's now come to like his end, the end of his line. But like we say in Musaf on Yontif, Vad Yom Maisai Techakalai Im Yosef Miyad Techakalai. But Hashem waits for the person to the mamish till the person is deaf. And if he returns, miyad to Kabbalah, Hashem immediately takes him back. Even if the person doesn't do tshuva when life was good, when things are going well, but just before death, after the Kabbalah, miyad, Hashem takes him right away. Kein nimsa, kein haya, and this is what happened with the famous story of Menashe, the Menashe the king, who was not only wasn't a tzaddik, but he was doing terrible, terrible things in his life. The worst affairs and betrayed the Jewish people also. Shanasa Reish the Balei Tshuva. Chazal see him as a big rebbe of Balei Tshuva. The betchila kishehasaidim hechniso esai. When the enemies of the Jewish people got him, they caught him, and they put him into a dud nuchayshes v'sikur ha'esh mitachtav. They put him into a big copper, a cauldron, a pot, v'siku ha'esh mitachta, and they lit the fire. They lit a fire under him. Lo hiniach avadazara ba'olam shel hizkira. He was calling out in the name of every avadazara, of every single avadazara. Hiniach avadazara ba'olam shel hizkira. Hevet lo hoyel loiklum. He saw that. He was calling out to all the gods that he had befriended over the years, having turned away from Yiddishkeit. And he saw that Lahoil Klum, they didn't help him at all. He was dying. Rosh Tzarosot Tzari, he saw that he's in big trouble. He's getting cooked. Omar, he said, Zochra Ani, I remember, Shohayavi, Mekarei Si, as a posik has a Beisa Knesset. I remember years and years ago when I was a little boy, and my father would read together with me the posik in shul. that it says in the pasuk, "Vatzaylocha Masucha and Devar, Vatzaylocha Masucha Kol Advar Meila." That when terrible hardships and suffering will fall upon you at the end of days. I mean, not only at the end of the days of the Jewish people, but when you're dying yourself, it's your achris, it's your end. And the shavta ad Hashem lekacha, and you'll return to Hashem. Then Hashem will receive the tshuva and he'll listen to you. So Menashe remembered this pasuk when he was just about to die. He remembered this pasuk from when he was a little boy in shul with his father, that it's never too late to return to Hashem, even if you're returning to him because of suffering, because you have no choice, and you're crying out to him in such a matzav. Hari anikare esai. So Menashe said, so I'm calling out to him. Im aina esi. Listen to the chuspah. If Hashem answers me and saves my life, mutav, very good, very good. Then it turns out it was a good pasuk my father did with me. V'im lav, and if God doesn't answer me, ha'kol ap yeshav, and then he's no better than the other gods. Chas v'shalom. V'hoyim alache esharis misatmen as a chaloinis, shol talat filosof shol benashlof nekadosh baruch. So the malachim tried to close up the divider between heaven and earth, to close it down, that such a tefillah, a chutzpah tefillah of Menashe, shouldn't come before Hashem. Again, whatever that means, you're not going to right now. Hashem hears everything. But the Malachim are trying to prevent such a tefillah from coming up to Hashem. Amalah, and Hashem, of course, hears everything. Hashem told the angels, if I don't accept this tshuva, I'm shutting the door in front of all Bali tshuva. And I'm telling you about tshuva, that you have to do tshuva only when things were good and earlier, but not in such a matzav where you're in such danger. So the angels made this big gate. Amachitza. So Hashem, what did he do? Hashem made this private tunnel leading from earth and going up to his kisei hakavod, v'shoma tchina, so he accepted the tchina of Menashe and he saved his life. V'chein b'tkufa shaynis b'mei ha'shayif t'malchi Yisrael mitzinuk shechot Yisrael v'dimsu b'yatzar ireyem. We find a number of times in Tanakh when we were mamish being oived over the Zohar in the days of the Shoftim in particular, and yet when we cried out with all of our sins, when we cried out to Hashem, when we were in a terrible state with our enemies that they were killing us, and Hashem saved them. So Mereshis Kazois Hayidanu Be'eretz Mitzrayim. This goes all the way back to Mitzrayim. V'yanchu b'nei Yisrael min ha'avayda v'yizakul v'tasha v'oshim alukim min ha'avayda. We weren't sincerely, like when things were better, we weren't sincerely turning to Hashem and davening to him in a great way. But when the avoda, when the slavery became so unbearable, so that's what it means, v'tal shavosam alakim min ha'avoda. Not that it was coming from a sincerely motivated place, but because we were dying. We couldn't take it anymore. So afilu hochi, chotach hatimah mitachas kisei kvodah v'olsa shavosam alakim. It says in Chumash that our tefillos went up to Hashem, even though they came from such a place of just because we were suffering, we couldn't take it. Hakach Amar Nims Yisrael, and it says in Tehillim, Shamalos El Hashem. The Melech says, Shamalos El Hashem, Bitzarosa Li Karosi VeYaaneni. Even though on better days I wasn't calling out to you in such a way, but Tzarosali, in this terrible sorrow that I'm in, Karosi VeYaaneni, I'm calling out to you, and I believe I'm asking you to answer me, and I believe you'll answer me. I feel the shrak Bitzarosa Li Karosi. You answered me. Even though the tefillah was coming in such a way from desperation, even though in general a person should daven when things are good, and always ask Hashem to look out for you before the tzara comes. Nevertheless, David Melch says, Ya'ancha Hashem v'yoyim sara, that even if you don't, and when things are good, you just take it easy and you just imagine that everything is going to go on and life is great and you have no, you're not, there's no desperation and there's no need. So you don't really have much to do with Hashem because life is good. Nevertheless, David Melch said in the pasuk, Ya'ancha Hashem v'yoyim sara, that Hashem will respond to you, Ya'ancha Hashem v'yoyim sara, even if you only cry out to him v'yoyim sara on a terrible day when you're in sara. That because of Hashem's great love for us and His Rachmanis, even if we just call out to Him because it's a Yom Tzara, He'll answer. Because that's really who you are. Because when you're getting crushed, the essence comes out, and you're misara to return to Hashem sincerely. Well, it's chanel of fun of it to beg Him. And not like the goyim, shahim begeder, that they are what Shlomo Melech was referring to in Mishlei when he says in pasuk, im tichtais es ha'ovil, even if you pound and you crush the fool, the machtais in a mortar, the sir harifais, ba'eli, with a pestle together with the grain, like you crush the fool with a mortar and pestle like you're crushing grain. His foolishness doesn't leave him. Even when he's crushed. Just the opposite. He gets angry and kicks like kicking the sukkah and they go away. Dodonal says, I turn my eyes to the mountains from wherever my help comes. It sounds like everything else I've tried hasn't worked, and I have nothing else to hope for. He turns to the mountains. He turns, like the Gemara says in the story about Rabbi Eliezer ben Dodai. Like the Gemara tells us in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and there's no one else. No one's listening. No one else to turn to. Even so. Even though it was SNLM, even so, Ezra Me'im Hashem, Isa Shemayim Varas. Me'im Hashem, Hashem, Davke, Bechatiwa Mitachis Kisei Kvaid Hashem, even though the Malachim might be opposed to such a thing, and to Hashem accepting such a Tefillah, Hashem makes a tunnel by the Kisei HaKavod, Menigud Lutani Sam Malachim, and takes that Tefillah, and Yad Mekabli. Gimel. Alzer Kavanas Imrenu. Alzer Kavanas Imrenu V'Atav Rachamecha Arabim Amat Lehem Be'Eser Osam. And that's what we say in Elanisim. That even though we were not particularly great at that time in history, with the whole business that was going on with the Misyavdim, and we were very, very, very weak in Avodas Hashem. And why do we begin to scream and cry out to Hashem? Because it was an Eis Sara. So V'at Rachamech HaRab Mamatlan Be'Eis Sarasim, even though it was the reason that we began to cry out is because it was Be'Eis Sarasenu. Nevertheless, Hashem listened. V'at Rachamech HaRab Mamatlan Be'Eis Sarasim. Da'av Shetchila Nimshuchu Achrei Yevanim V'Nasim Misyavim. Even though we were happy when things were going well, we were enjoying Hellenization, the movies, the shows, Broadway, the whole business, we were enjoying it, and there wasn't much going on in shul, and much crying and davening, very little. But Kereshim Derech Hashem Tzalech, because we saw that life was good by the Yavan. Elu Rishayim V'Shalvei Olam, Yisigo Chel, Nis'arva L'Gayim V'Lam Dumas Ayim. And when things are going well, and we're enjoying our life among the Goyim, and we learn from their ways. But when things got bad, like when we stood by Yamsuf, when things got bad, we took up the craftsmanship, the work of our ancestors, and what? We began to scream at them to daven to Hashem. And you, Hashem, even though it was just based on awesome. Because of Eser Asim, Absham Alochim, not the angels. The angels didn't want to listen to us. But you, Hashem, Atavacham, Necharavim, Atam Beis Sarasim, Avsham Alochim Kitrugusha, and the Kabul Tshuva Kazai, Shubba Beis Sarasim. The angel said, why are you taking Hashem? Why would you want to listen to such a thing? It's only because they're going through Tsaras. Chatarta Chatira Mitachas Kisei HaKavod L'Kabim. You made a Chatira under the Kisei HaKavod to accept them. Ella, not only that, V'lei Oid. Now, however you could hear in this, you know that the Rebbe often spoke about the Jews that he saw that were completely, completely not religious Jews, that he knew from before the war, and he saw them himself with his own eyes, that they were screaming out to Hashem, and they were calling out to Hashem during the Milchamen and concentration camp. The Rebbe speaking always about these things. Lo yoid, elo shadantes dinam, al pi'eis tzerosam, you judged them not according to how it was when they were ignoring you, Hashem, when life was going well, but you judged them and who they are and what defines them according to how they were crying out to you, how they behaved, what they were believing in. You didn't judge them by how they were behaving when they were relaxed and enjoying the good life among the nations. But the lion roars strongest when it has a lot of meat to eat. Then it's very strong. So when life was good, so we were living it up and we were enjoying this world and roaring loudly with all of our taivas. But when the lion is starving to death, it doesn't have a strong roar. It's not noy mitzal kupa shal tevin when it has some straw to eat for lunch. And we talk kupa shal baser. V'yashmin yishur v'yivad. So it says in Pasuk when the Jewish people will get fat with enjoying this world and being among the nations, will kick Hashem. V'kesef e'beisilehem v'zov osu labal. And when we got a lot of gold and silver, we used it to make a vadazor when we were rich. Ala omar ru'u ma bein b'ni leven chami. But Hashem said, despite all of that, look at the difference between my son, between Am Yisrael, and the Goyim. She Yisrael Kedoshim Hei Ma'aminim B'nei Ma'aminim. The Jewish people, even the worst of them, are Ma'aminim B'nei Ma'aminim. They're believers, the children of believers. V'agam Shabiyoshim Ish Tachas Gafnam Tachas Esai. And even though it's true that when life was very, very good and they had what they wanted and they were living among the nations of the world, they didn't really daven with much conviction because they didn't stop to acknowledge and to remember that Hashem is the one who gave them all of this affluence, all of this wealth. But when things got bad, they cried out to Hashem with all their strength, because that's the oil that's deep inside the olive. When they were crushed, when Jews are crushed, then the great Milo of the Jewish people comes out in a very powerful way. And this is what's being hinted at in the Gemara and in the Halacha, that psilos is shmanim sheim adlikim ben b'shabbos. Now Shabbos is a wonderful time. Shabbos is when we're not working and life is good. We're mamish enjoying the rest. So the Gemara says that wicks and oils that don't ignite on Shabbos, that are not burning on Shabbos, we don't burn on Shabbos. But some of the amnam ain't a milo or base ending with simcha. There are certain Jews that they don't shine, there's not any fire coming from them when it's a Shabbos dikah time in life, when life is good, when it's oinig v'simcha kasher tzavachan of aksim b'teilu shvis, and when there's no troubles and there's no tzaris, when it's Shabbos dikah in life, v'shoshanim shochan lo kol b'chayin d'lo elu v'lo sata, when they have everything they need coming to them from Shemayim. Ava madlikin behen b'chanukah. Madlikin behen b'chanukah, page 3. Ava madlikin behen b'chanukah, the din is that such candles, they shine and they burn brightly on Chanukah. You could use these psilas and these shemanim that are not for Shabbos, that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. You can use them for Chanukah. But the kufa shel choshech, when it's a dark time, Al pnei tohaim, it's darkness. Ze golus yavin, which is the golus of yavin, is choshech al pnei tohaim. Oz heim nidlokim lahayir or. Then dafkid during the darkness, the worst time is during terrible tsaras. That's when these type of inferior wicks and candles begin to burn brightly. Nidlokim lahayir or. Lachin va'atibach hamecha rabam atlam be'ez serosa. Hashem, dafke be'ez serosa, Hashem accepted our tefillahs now. True, the whole Chanukah came about in such a way. Okay, and therefore, Amru. Therefore, the Gemara says, Tehenea Chanukah mismol, mezuzah miyamin. You put the Chanukah menorah, by the opening of the door, you put the Chanukah menorah on the left side, and the mezuzah, opposite the mezuzah, which is on the right side. Shekein ha-tzadikim heim beged le-maiminim ba. The tzadikim are called the maiminim. The tzadikim are like the mezuzah, that they do everything in the right way. Ha-ayvim al-daz heim beged le-masmilim ba. And those who go against Yiddishkeit, who turn away from Hashem, they're called the leftists, the left-wingers, the impeachers. Those are called masmilim. The heart of the chacham, of the wise one, of the tzaddik, is on the right, and the heart of the fool is on the left. And it says in pasuk that the ksil, the fool, walks in darkness. Who mehamasmilim bo? It means v'rak shamidus adin pegas by kadin and shayin ba'alma mesitrit the smaller dinim. And suffering and darkness comes from the left side. That's the side of Din. So we saw earlier that Shlomo Melech says that the Ksil is Chayshe Chaylech, that when you crush the Ksil, he continues with the fool, he continues with his foolishness, becomes even stronger. He turns against his religion. But you see by a Jew that when it's terrible Gvuras and he's going through suffering, and it's their dinim in the world, misitra de smola, but it comes to a Jew, also misayra bala hadik ne chanukah. When the Jew, Davka, when he's crushed and he's going through difficulties, he lights the Chanukah candle. He's on fire. He turns back to Hashem. Even the person like Menashe, when we call Mokam afu roi lechesed Hashem, therefore even such a Jew is worthy of Hashem's love and kindness. Ushmir also, and for Hashem to watch over him, Ayidei HaMezuzah should be Yemin. So even a Jew who's on the left side, even a Jew who's amongst those who are Masmilim, who's turned away from Hashem, he's a leftist progressive impeacher against God. He's from the Masmilim. But even such a Jew, really, really, deep inside, he has the Shema Yisrael of the mezuzah. And Hashem loves him, and Hashem, he calls out to Hashem at that time, if the oil comes out from inside, then Hashem will answer him. And Hashem will guard him the same way the mezuzah guards our homes. And therefore, Nechanukah mitzvah anicha al Pesach beisum mibachutz. And that's why the mitzvah lechatchila is to put the Chanukah candles by the opening of the house outside of the door. The Ramais to hint, Domnam kishayisha b'shavu b'soich oyholo, to admit that it's true that when I'm in my house, meaning when I'm home and everything is nice and comfortable, hayetsav atavis ma'aviru noisal daitoy valdas kainai, my desires and my temptations overtake me, and I forget who I really am when I'm inside the house when things are good. Alkshemagurish mibesa, but when the goyim have kicked me out of my house, and I've been thrown out into Golos. Miyad Niska b'ner mitzvah v'Torah. He remembers the ner mitzvah and the candle of the mitzvah and the light of Torah. Was oimed u'madlik neros, then outside of his house, driven away in a miserable place, in a time of terrible tsaras, when he can't even go into his own house. He lights the Chanukah menorah. Oimer mizmer tilim, he says some kibbutz tilim. The gam ze oil le rotsan, this is something which is very dear to Hashem. We see how it's interesting, how there are many reasons for this, how even Jews will have nothing to do with when it comes to mitzvahs, other mitzvahs of Shabbos and Tilling, whatever. They'll know shaychus. And they might even they eat chametz on Pesach, but they want to have some kind of a menorah, whatever, to put up an electric menorah, to have a menorah, Hanukkah decoration, something. So the people are very shallow. They think, well, because it's the time of the Goyish holiday, so Jews want to have a holiday too. It's a very, very shallow explanation for what's much deeper. Much, much deeper, of course, is that Hanukkah is this inyan of Amatlan Be'ez Tzarosim but Tzarosim Likarosim, of calling out to Hashem in an Eis Tzarim. And maybe it's connected to it. It's true that Davke, when all the Christmas decorations and all the Avodah Zarah is shining in the darkness, Davke, a Jew, feels that golus more, and he feels that darkness more, and he's compelled to light a Hanukkah candle, something, to celebrate the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. There's a very strange minig by some Hasidim, but he said he saw this by his father. He saw it from his father-in-law from the first marriage, the Atzichayim. Atzichayim is the father of the Satan Rav Susi Alena. That when the Shamus was lighting the Hanukkah candles in the shul, they had a custom to take shmatas and to throw it at the Shamus. This is still done in places. Shamakuvan laharas dagam shebishah sholom b'shalva. This is to hint and to say that even though when things are going well and it's a time of peace and tranquility and things are good, we follow the Yetzer Hara, and we get involved in all kinds of tumah. When he's misarei l'kayim mitzvah, and he's not misarei to l'kayim the mitzvah, ela b'shoshu mudach u'mushpal, and he has no desires to do mitzvahs. When does he have his desires? When does he turn to Hashem? Only when it's a time where he's mudach or mushpo, when he's attacked from all sides. Mikol eiver upina, mikol zayis he are oyle l'rachma. And even despite that, when shmatas are thrown at him, when he's being beaten and so on, and he lights a candle in desperation and cries out, still Hashem accepts it with rachm and ratzon. So the candle is lit. Davke, they had a custom to throw shmatas, to throw things at the person. And not only that, uzmana mishetishka achama, the zman of Hadlakas Neiros of Hanukkah begins from sunset. The Rama is, what's the remez, what's the hint? Because when the sun is burning brightly in the sky, which means when life is great and everything is going well, he doesn't think about Hashem, he forgets Hashem. But when the sun sets, hold for 1 second. I have a family member's calling. I just want to make sure everything is okay. I'll be right back. Please hold. Okay. Everything's okay, Baruch Hashem. So, when the sun sets, and darkness is covering the earth when you're going through Tzaris, it says at the time when the footsteps of these wicked people are making noise, in the streets in the Shuk. That's the time from Shetishka Chama, during that time, which means what the Rebbe is alluding to is when, like they would hear when they were hiding in the, and they would hear the boots of the Nazis on top, pounding, looking for Jews. Shuma Mashaz, the Rechas for Meshes, the Kiras Chutzais, and you hear the bootsteps of the Rishayim, of the wicked, on the streets. Oz Batsarlo, and it's a terrible tzara, Bein Monais, and there's no place to run. Kashal Kol Goyim Sivavuni, I'm surrounded by Goyim. These are all things the Rebbe lived through. Uniske B'Shem Hashem. So then, finally, some of those Jews remember that they're who they are and remember that there's Hashem. B'Shem Hashem Ke'amilam. B'kach Mevakesh Es Knesses Yisrael. Al Tiruni Shanish HaChayrish Ezafasni Hashemish. So in Shir Hashem, the Knesset Yisrael asks Hashem, I know that I'm very black and dark, but don't look at my darkness, because I've been burned by the sun. Shebeharis Shemesh HaHaslocha Einiv Mistadverim. Because I'm darkened, meaning my behavior is terribly dark, because since I had such success in my life and life was so easy and going great, I became blinded by the money, by the kesef and the zav, the silver and the gold, and I said, koichi v'isim yodi, I imagined. And I deluded myself into thinking that this is all because of how smart I am and how ambitious I am. Obviously, it's a challah said that I have all this stuff. So Hashem, don't look at, we're asking Hashem, Hashem, please, Hashem, don't look at me and measure me by how I was when I was ignoring you because life was going so great. Instead, look at me now, when life is terrible and I'm being crushed. But look at the oil that comes out from the etzem and the essence of who I am, and you'll see that it's only you. I'm connected to you. That's who I really am. So therefore, candlelighting begins mishatishka chama, from the time that the sun goes down and it's getting dark and. Until the time that, as long as the boots of our enemies are heard above us. And this explains a remez of another din in Halakas Neir. So the candle should be lit in a place that's lomatim asar tvachim, all the way down beneath ten tvachim. That's normally not a place of Hashras Hashchina. The handle of the Kol HaPachas Mekayma Mitzvah Kishu B'Masav Shakishoch HaLa'afen HaVshenu Dov Kilaret B'Nenu. We're hinting to Hashem that even if I'm in a terrible matzav, that I'm so low and my life is in such bad shape and I'm in such trouble and I'm in such danger that I'm like L'mateh Ma'asar Tvachim, I'm all the way on the floor, I'm almost being crushed and destroyed. So we light the candles, l'matim esar tvachim. So the candles are lit in such a place. It's because from such a place came out the scream and the cry to Hashem, begging Hashem, b'tzarasili karasi, b'tzarasili karasi. And the whole nation of Hanukkah that Hashem answered our cries. And now we can understand, of course, the famous Gemara about this parasha of Vayeshev, and how the Gemara puts together two inyanim that don't seem to have any connection. The smichus shnei mamarim shal Rabbi Tanchum, the Yishleimer, sh'af Ruvain was in this carving shehishlich es Yosef el habor l'man hatzila miyodam. Now Reuven, what was Reuven's thoughts when he threw Yosef into the pit? Leman hasila miyodam. His intention was to save Yosef HaTzadik from his brothers. Because Reuven also thought that Yosef had done some terrible things, and that Yosef perhaps deserved to be punished. But Reuven thought, yes, my brother was doing bad things. He was speaking Lashon Hara about us, whatever, all the stuff, you know, that wasn't good. But that's because he was a ben zekunim. He was a pampered young man, a boy. And his father showed him preferential treatment, and he was pampered. And life was great for him. He was the one with that was getting the beautiful clothing. He was the one that was the favorite. So life was good. So what does Reuven do? He throws Yosef HaTzadik Babor Tachtias into a disgusting, horrible pit with snakes and scorpions. He throws him to a horrible place. All of a sudden, the spoiled boy, young man, is thrown into the bar. And Reuven's intention was that from that place, Mimamakim, he should scream out that Yosef HaTzadik should do tshuva and cry out to Hashem that he would be saved. He would be at the bottom of the bar. The Vaday certainly is the Erlach of a tshuva. Yes, Yosef has done, in Reuven's opinion, like the brothers, he's done some bad stuff. He's a married B'malchus, whatever it was, he did bad stuff. So Reuven believed that because when life was good, he wasn't doing tshuva. But now, by throwing him into this pit with the snakes and everything, he's going to cry out to Hashem, but Sarasili. Karasi, that Yosef is going to cry out. The Vadi Yisrael laughs at B'tshuva, the Oz Yatzilei Hashem, and Reuven's hope was that Hashem would then save him. He had to do tshuva. So Al Pizei Yifurish Medrash Plia, and through this we could now understand the Medrash and the Parsha, which says in the Parsha, Hadudoim Nosnu Reach, the fragrant smell of the flowers. Zeruvain, what is that beautiful smell? Zeruvain. That's referring to Reuven. Shehitzlas Yosef min habor, who saved Yosef from the boar. What does it mean he saved Yosef from the boar? He came back, Yosef was missing. What does it mean? But his intention was to save him by throwing him into a boar. Hainu. Shehdei ashlochosel abor neskaivin lahatziloi. That by throwing him into the boar, his intention was to save him. That he'll be worthy and he'll cry out to Hashem from the bar, and it says in Tehillim, Hashem, that from the depths I call out to you. When I'm in Tzaras, that he would answer yes if going through his Tzaras. That Hashem answers Jews when they're going through terrible sorrows, when they cry out with complete sincerity. For Hainu, and that's the deeper meaning of the Medrash. So the Medrash, the Gemara says an amazing thing. The Gemara has a din of lighting the Hanukkah candles, but Malam has some Amma. That if you light them very high, so you're not yotzei, because Lo Shalta Bein, the Gemara says, you're not yotzei, and it brings it in the smichus. The Gemara brings the din of Ner Chanukah right together with the smichus of the sugya of Yosef's brothers and Reuven throwing him into the pit, and the question that everybody's talking about, what's the connection between Yosef being thrown into the pit and the din of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah l'malam me'asam, what's the connection? So now we understand the Torah says that Al Psachenu Kol Magad Madudon Nosnu Reach, when did the true fragrance come out? The Reuven believed that the true fragrance of Yosef would come out when he'd be thrown into a pit and he'd be in a terrible, dangerous matzav down there with all the snakes and things, that he'd be in danger of his life, and Al Psachenu, then that would bring forth what? That Hadudoim Nosnu Reach, that then the beautiful smell of tshuva would begin to come from him, and he would cry out to Hashem. And that's the connection. Al Psachenu, Hadudoim Nosnu Reach, Al Psachenu, that when the inyan of the beautiful smell coming out like a flower at a difficult time, through that is Apsachenu kol megadim. That by our doorposts we light the Ner Chanukah, because that's where the Chanukah candle comes from. Hadudon nosnu reach Apsachenu kol megadim. Because that's where the tshuva comes from. That's the whole yontif of Chanukah comes in such a way. Of Amartlan Be'ez Terosar, the whole yontif of Chanukah comes in such a way. I remember years ago reading a Maisa that, I don't know what happened, but there was some Jew that was caught doing something he shouldn't do. And the person that caught him tied him up to a chair. It was a whole lot of reasons. He put him first in the, locked him up someplace for a few days. I don't remember the whole story. Anyway, then he tied him up to a chair, and then he said, "Soon you're going to die." And whatever, and then how are you going to die? 2 hours. And then the guy walks in with a molten pot, or whatever, a cup of burning hot lead. And he says to this yid who's tied up in the chair, he says, "Okay, I don't want to just kill you. I want to torture you to death. So you could say your prayers if you want, because I'm going to kill you now." And the guy saw the pot, and he saw the oil, the molten, whatever, the hot stuff. And he began to scream out, "Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael." He began to cry out, "Tokad Baruch." He was screaming, "Please, Hashem, forgive me for my affairs." And then the guy took off put down the hot lead, and he took off the rope. And he said, okay, you're free to go. So the man didn't understand, "Why did you do that to me? Why did you scare me out of my wits?" So he said, I don't remember the details, but he said, "Because I remember when I was younger that when a Yid is in trouble, when a Jew is in trouble, he cries out to Hashem." So this was actually one of the Lamed Vav Tzaddikim. And he said, "I saw that you hadn't, there was no hope in your life, and that you were going to be killed." In other words, not killed now, but your life was totally ruined. And with all the affairs that you're doing, I wanted to give you an opportunity to do tshuva. So he scared him out of his wits, and he can't try such a thing. And in that matzah that he was in, from that matzah he was in, he cried out to Hashem, he davened, and Hashem saved his life. They saved his life. No, we should be zeicher at the time that we're living in is very confusing, because on the one hand, it's never been more comfortable, and it's the opposite of an historic, because life is so good. But on the other hand, if a person thinks deeply about the matzah that we're in, it's mamish, an unbelievable esar. So through the combination that we're in, this confusion of life being great, but on the other hand, there's so much sorrows to be heard about, we should be awakened to feel that pain and to cry out. And then we zeichem et Hashem to the light of Chanukah. Afelech nechtek in Chanukah.